Good morning, Columbus County, and happy Independence Day. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com. As we celebrate the birthday of our nation, there's a whole lot going on today if you're looking for some patriotic fun. Lake Waccamaw will celebrate the Patriotic Family 4th at 9:30 this morning with a golf cart and bicycle parade that's going to start at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. The Lake Waccamaw Fire Department will host the Jimmy Stanley Memorial Hot Dog Sale and Boot Drop starting at 10 a.m. at the firehouse on Flemington. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church will host a carnival and fundraiser starting at noon today. The carnival will be at 9938 James B. White Highway South. You can look for kids' games, a cruise in, a whole lot of fun going on. You can even dunk the preacher if you've got a good enough aim with your ball. Now, all proceeds go to the church building fund. The Veterans Memorial Park will host the second annual Freedom Fest tomorrow from 9 until 2. Now, that is on Saturday. You can look for a cruise in, food trucks, a massive yard sale, and fun for the kids. The Austin Watts family of Hallsboro is once again hosting their Independence Day celebration on Pierce Cemetery Road at 3 p.m. on Saturday. And Chavern will have a fireworks show and food truck rodeo from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Chavern Event Field. Also, today is Free Fishing Day in North Carolina. All regulations, creel limits, and size limits apply. However, if you don't have a fishing license in North Carolina, but you'd like to give it a shot, today's a good day to try it out. And no fishing license is required on any state waters in North Carolina today through midnight. Operation Firecracker is underway. That's the state's largest anti-DWI campaign. It runs through July 6th. Law enforcement agencies statewide are conducting enhanced patrols to take impaired drivers off the road. Now, wildlife officers will also be increasing marine patrols through July 6th to reduce impaired boating during Operation Drywater. Now, it's worth noting that boating while impaired carries the same criminal penalties as driving while impaired. At the same time, boating accidents that involve impairing substances are significantly more deadly than similar crashes on the highway. Either way, it's not a good idea. Get you a designated driver if you're going to have a few while you're out there on water. If you're going to get on the road, just get a designated driver, folks. Don't make me have to write about you on Monday. The Food Bank of Eastern North Carolina will have two pop-up food distribution markets this month. On July 7th, that's Monday, food will be distributed at Sarah Gorda Baptist Church from 9 until 11 a.m. On July 19th, Jerusalem Chapel Church in Chavern will host a pop-up market. That will also be from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. There are no ID or financial requirements. You are asked, if you can, to bring your own bags and box. Now, folks, July 4th is not just the birthday of our country. It's what we officially observe as our birthday for ColumbusCountyNews.com. It's hard to believe we've been here for 5 years. How about that, folks? We have gone through two presidential campaigns together, a pandemic, a couple of droughts, a couple of hurricanes, and I don't know what all else is going on. But we just want to say thank you for your support, and we look forward to many, many more years being your independent news provider in Columbus County. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.